Sad news. Donald Sutherland has passed. And this is where I just learned that Kiefer Sutherland is Don Sutherland's son. I don't know those types of trivial things, but I saw that post on X that Don Sutherland has passed away. So, sad news.
Wiggins!
Oh! Wiggins!
Well, that kind of goes along with some stories, because these are kind of things that make you go, what, really? So things like that. This one, out of the ordinary, I would say. Nationwide has dropped pet insurance for 100,000 policy owners. Now, if you are wondering how many people do pet insurance, about 25%, roughly one in four Americans who own a cat or dog, do pet insurance. And it's around $53 a month for dogs, $32 a month for cats. I was just wondering if this is something that you guys have ever considered, being dog owners.
Considered being dog owners?
No, about pet insurance. If you guys
have thought
that would be a good idea. Because I've always, when I had a dog, looked at that and thought, boy, that could be really valuable, but I've never really taken the plunge.
Terry and I have considered it, but we decided not to do it because the deductible was so high that it just kind of made it cost prohibitive. So
right. Yeah, Nationwide is saying that the reason they're doing this is because of, guessed it, inflation in the cost of veterinary care, and other factors have led to recent underwriting changes and withdrawal of some products in some states. It's just making it more difficult to do. So there you go. There's your first one that makes you go, what? Second one, maybe I should have saved this for a California-specific Wiggins America, but it did take place in California. A Secret Service agent was robbed at gunpoint in Southern California on the same night President Biden visited the region for a fundraiser over the weekend. So this was a Secret Service agent. We don't know whether he was protecting Jill Biden, Joe Biden, or possibly Barack Obama.
Are you sure he was? I don't think he was working.
He was off.
Yeah.
He was off.
I don't think he was working.
Off the clock.
Just happened to be.
But he was there. And so we don't know if he was protecting one of those three, but he was there was robbed.
We know that he wasn't actively protecting them when he was robbed.
Correct.
That's the point.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. He was off duty.
He was Joe Citizen, who happened to also be Secret Service.
Correct. Yeah. So he was off duty. He did apparently, now it was an armed robbery, so the Secret Service agent must have had a weapon. He discharged that weapon. That's all we know about. We don't know whether the assailants were struck. It's just a story that is another one that makes you go, what? Out of California, of course. How about this? Teachers are the most stressed out workers in America, according to
just ask them.
Yeah, and we're married to them, so I figured we could ask them very, very quickly. According to a national survey from RAND Corporation, teachers work longer hours and earn less than comparable workers, report feelings of job-related stress or burnout twice as much as other workers. In total, 59% of teachers reported feeling job-related stress, compared to about 33% of comparable working adults. Do we find this to be true? Do we collectively, being married to teachers?
Right now, my wife is not very stressed.
Yeah, because she gets months off.
Yeah. And whenever they calculate this and they say teachers are underpaid, are they calculating their salary based on 12 months or with June, July, and August off?
It's a good question. I wonder the same thing.
Because actually, the way the salaries are structured, they're structured to only pay you for the times that you're working, which means that there's 3 months that you're not working that you're not getting paid for. Now, you can have your district stretch your paycheck out for those 12
months. You
could
also get a summer job.
Yeah. Yeah, and you could actually work those extra 3 months, so.
Yeah, and I know people who have. My wife always says she's going to, and then when the time comes, I discourage her from doing that because we have three kids at home, and it would be really hard to work that extra job. But
I don't think the teachers aren't stressed. I just think that they underestimate how stressed everybody else is and underpaid.
I hear you. It says that teachers report an average base salary in the United States of $70,000.
So sad.
Compared, now here's where you go.
I'm married to a teacher, people.
Yeah, so, yeah. And so
I'm married to a public school teacher.
It says,
before everybody gets all worked up.
Compared to an average base pay of roughly $88,000 for comparable working adults. I'm looking at that going, really?
Now do the math with the months.
Go look at the people who are doing the exact same job and doing it in a parochial school. Go look at what a Lutheran school teacher makes. I don't know what a Catholic school teacher makes comparative to a Lutheran school, but Catholic schools are funded by the Catholic Church in a way that Lutheran schools aren't funded by the Lutheran Church. Other private schools, look at what these parochial schools are doing and what these teachers are getting paid and compare it to what the public school teachers are getting paid. And Crimea River. There are people who are underpaid, that's for sure. It's usually not the complainers, though. Let's take a quick break when we come back. Tyrus, don't go away.